Welcome to Android Guys in Brief, tech news worth knowing. My name is Andrew Myrick, and today is Thursday, October 18th, 2018. This is the tech news that you need to know. Digital well-being coming to Android One handsets. With the release of Android Pi, Google introduced its new digital well-being initiative, along with an accompanying app. This has only been limited to Pixel devices, but Google is now bringing the app to Android One devices. The latest update on the Play Store brings compatibility to these Android One handsets. Those compatible devices must be enrolled in the beta program for well-being, along with being updated to Android 9 Pi. Google has been pretty quiet about whether this app will expand to more Android devices in the future. Until this changes, you'll have to own a Pixel or Android One device to take advantage. Google Keep Notes receives Material Design 2 UI overhaul. After being rebranded to Keep Notes on Android last month, a big UI redesign is now rolling out. Google has been slowly bringing its new Material Theme UI to various applications, and now Keep is joining the fun. When compared to the old version, the main background of the app is now white, and the card colors are a bit softer than before. There's also a new sidebar menu which gives you access to notes, reminders, archive, trash, and more. The update is rolling out to users now and comes with a version number of 5.0.411.0.9. Users should be able to download the update in the coming days if it's not already available. Misfit Vapor 2 gets shown off ahead of official announcement. We are expecting to see a new fitness tracker from Misfit announced at any moment. It seems that the Vapor 2 has been leaked, revealing its overall design and a few key specs. The listing reveals that the wearable will include a 5 ATM rating, GPS, and heart rate monitor. There will also be two different screen sizes, but a single bandwidth of 20 millimeters. Pricing for these start at around $265, but you can opt for a metal link band version for about $290. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like these will include the new Snapdragon 3100 Wear chipset from Qualcomm. The OnePlus 6T could work with Verizon. The OnePlus 6T is set to be unveiled in less than 2 weeks, and we are continuing to learn more about the device. Previous rumors suggested the OnePlus was working with T-Mobile to provide the first official carrier partnership in the U.S. However, the 6T may have another trick up its sleeve, as PC Mag is reporting that the device could work with Verizon. According to the report, the 6T includes LTE Band 13, which is, quote, critical for good Verizon compatibility. Unfortunately, there's no mention of whether Verizon is working on certifying the device. We'll learn more in a couple of weeks when OnePlus unveils its most important device ever. You can now control your NVIDIA Shield TV with Google Home. NVIDIA has announced a new update to the Shield TV, which makes it possible to control your device with Google Home. This comes after a recent update which brought Google Assistant support to the Android TV device. Once the update arrives, you can use your Google Home or any other assistant speaker to perform various actions. These include turning the unit on and off, opening a specific app, adjusting the volume, and even more. NVIDIA states that the update is starting to roll out today and will be available on all Shield TVs within the next month. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Blue Microphones. Blue makes the most popular USB microphone around, used by podcasters, esports stars, and more. If you'd like to pick up a Blue microphone, head over to androidguys.com and click on the link for this post. We'll have a coupon code where you can save 20%.